details online. We've got clouds and a chance of showers this morning, but then a chance of sunny breaks this afternoon. We'll see some sun. The high will be 13, right now 9 degrees.
Move 103.5 to what you need to know. Here's Aaron Davis.
The BC government has approved the bill to terminate the long-standing consumer carbon tax in our province. Gas prices all over the place this morning. The NDP government fast-tracked legislation to kill off the tax yesterday, just in time to coincide with today's demise of the federal version of the tax. Gas prices are expected to fall by 17 cents a liter as the impact of the tax repeal sets in. But for now, they're everywhere. Today's prices range from $1.77 to $1.96 a liter. Tomorrow is what U.S. President Donald Trump is calling Liberation Day, the day of tariff implementation. And again, we're not exactly sure what's going to happen there. There is some talk that it'll be a 20% tariff on everything across the board. White House aide Peter Navarro said he expects Trump's tariffs on imported goods will bring in $6 trillion in revenue to America. But most economists disagree. They say the tariffs actually are going to be paid for by the average American consumer and American businesses in the form of higher prices. Now, in Canada, Canada's literary institutions are banding together so books might be spared. Booksellers, libraries, and publishers are all advocating for books to be left off the Canadian government's list of American-made items that may be subject to counter tariffs. The executive director of the Association of Canada's Publishers says most books sold in this country are imported, so tariffs would have a big effect on an industry where margins are already paper thin. And men worldwide just got a new excuse for not listening. A study finds the truth is men just don't hear as well as women do. The average woman has a 2-decibel advantage and up to 6 decibels with some frequencies.
Oh, sorry.
CHQM Vancouver. Move 103.5. An iHeartRadio station.
Password to paradise.
Move 103.5's Password to Paradise. Your chance to experience Sandals Royal Bahamian on Nassau's iconic Cable Beach.
Whoopsie.
What, you weren't listening?
Must have zoned out.
Don't give them an excuse,
Aaron. I apologize.
Aaron. Don't give them an excuse.
It sounds right. Like scientifically it's not my fault.
Okay, coming up, hopefully, guys, everyone will be able to hear the password in this hour's Password to Paradise. You know, I feel like a lot of men have selective hearing. Did science look into that, Aaron?
No.
Be entering the password on our website at move1035.ca to win an all-inclusive trip for two to Sandals Royal Bahamian. Another trip to give away in just mere moments from now.
This hour's password is zest. Zest.
Mm.
Your zest for life. From the sunny beaches of the Royal Bahamian in the Bahamas. Zest is this hour's password. Enter it now at move1035.ca. Password Paradise on Move Radio.
You are my fire, the one desire, believe when I say I want it that way, but we are two worlds apart. Can't reach to your heart when you say that I want it that way. Tell me why
ain't nothing but a heartache.
Tell me why
ain't nothing but a heartache.
With the Nat and Drew Show.
On today's best variety, Move 103.5.
For a while there, it was rough. But lately, I've been doing better than the last four cold Decembers I recall. And I see my family every month. I found a girl my parents love. She'll come and stay the night, and I think I might have it all. And I thank God every day for the girl he sent my way. But I know the things he gives me, he can take away. And I hold you every night, and that's a feeling I wanna get used to. But there's no man terrified is the man who stands to lose you. Oh, I hope I don't lose you. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take this. I'm feeling insane. It's been a while, but I'm finding my faith. If everything's good and it's great, why do I sit and wait till it's gone? Oh, I tell you, I know I've got enough. Oh God, I need these beautiful things that I've got.
Move's password to paradise.
Password to paradise.
Winner.
Good morning.
Well, very formal. Good morning, Leslie. It's the Nat and Drew Show at Move 103.5 calling. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
We're good, Leslie. But we are wondering, when was the last time that you had a real hot weather vacation?
Get out of here. Probably about 10 years ago.
Well, that seems like far too long a wait. Let's change that up right now, Leslie. Congratulations. You're going to Sandals Royal Bahamian with Password to Paradise.
No way. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's amazing. That's awesome. Wow.
Leslie, who are you going to bring with you?
Oh, well, I'll take my husband.
Well, that seems like the right thing to do, Leslie. You will have a fantastic time and 10 restaurants to choose from. Now, what do you think your favorite restaurant was at Sandals Royal Bahamian?
They were so good, but I really love the teppanyaki restaurant. That's Kimono.
Yeah, excellent job. Super fun chef there.
Yep.
Aaron, do you remember your favorite restaurant?
Yeah, Canoe, which was right by the pool, by the quiet pool.
Mm.
That was a nice fancy breakfast joint,
oh,
was it not?
Oh, gosh, it was gorgeous.
Yeah.
I think my favorite was Gordon's by the Sea. That was, it's literally right out on the pier, so you're eating out over the water. I mean, you and your husband are going to have so many options, so many great places to choose from. Have a great time.
Thank you so much, guys.
You're very, very welcome. Leslie Vanderkoy,
woo-hoo!
Our latest winner in Password to Paradise. You could be our next winner if you enter the passwords.
This hour's password is Zest. Enter Zest, like a zest for winning contests. Zest at move1035.ca. Here's Luke Calla, Pretty Girl Era on Move.
Like End of the Road and I'll Make Love to You bring their iconic harmonies to Vancouver on June 14th at the River Rock Casino and June 15th at the Great Canadian Casino. Tickets available now at Ticketmaster.ca. John Legend is bringing his acclaimed debut album Get Lifted back to the stage for its 20th anniversary world tour. Catch him live at Rogers Arena on December 3rd. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.ca.
For more info on what's happening, visit Move1035.ca.
These women are good people.
Amanda Seyfried stars.
Our jobs protect them.
In the riveting mystery thriller.
You gotta let it go.
I'll let it go when I find her.
Long Bright River. All new. Saturday at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific on USA Network. Stream on Crave.
Hero Home Care.
presents Hero Facts with Captain Mighty.
One hero that could be anywhere is Camouflage Carl.
Camouflage.
Shh, he could be in the room right now. Oof, I prefer heroes that stand out, like the heroes at Hero Home Care.
Right, because whether the need is companionship, 24-hour nursing care, or something in between, they provide solutions for peace of mind for families in the Lower Mainland and Fraser Valley.
Yes, and that's why they're heroes, not just caregivers. Gotcha, Carl.
That's a floor lamp.
Right, he did seem a tad svelte.
Hero! Homecare.ca.
The Sephora savings event is almost here.
Stop. Already?
Yep. And let me tell you, everything's about to be on sale.
Everything?
Yes, everything.
So, Tatcha?
Yes.
And Rare Beauty by Selena Gomez?
Yep.
What about Ilia and Coda Lee and K18?
Yes.
Yes. Yes!
Beauty Insiders, everything you want is on sale during the Sephora Savings Event. Rouge members get early access on April 4th, and VIB and Insiders start saving on April 8th. Offers end April 14th. Shop in-store or online at Sephora.ca.
Flash forward to 2026. Tariffs are through the roof. Housing prices have skyrocketed, and you're still renting. Ouch. Now, flash back to today, where Kestrel and West Coquitlam still has homes starting in the mid-400s. Interest rates are dropping, and life is giving you a golden ticket to homeownership. Built by Canadians, for Canadians, with Canadian Mass Timber. Kestrel is your sanctuary in a stormy market. Call now for a private tour or visit KestrelHomes.ca. Future you will thank you.
Breaking story from Alpine News Network. Jan owns a home and a restaurant fusing French and Mexican cuisine. But she is fusing no more because her ovens have gone kaput. She heard about Alpine Credits, who sent over their speediest superhero. And in a dash was approved for a business loan to fix her ovens. The hero even had some of her poutine nachos. Yum. Own your home? Need a loan? Alpine Credits can help.
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Introducing Tim's new protein coffee. Enjoy a vanilla iced latte, or cappuccino made with high protein dairy beverage with 16 to 20 grams of protein per medium cup. Grab yours today at Tim's at participating restaurants in Vancouver for a limited time.
At Fountain Tire, our focus is taking care of your vehicle. Your focus? Saving up to 25% off select tires. Plus, getting up to a $120 mail-in rebate on a set of four select tires until April 26th. So we both win. Fountain Tire, we're on this road together.
What happens in Thailand stays in Thailand.
Crave presents the new season of the Emmy Award-winning HBO original series, The White Lotus. Stream now, only on Crave. Subscribe at crave.ca.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. It's for RE/MAX. Taking the next big step can mean making a big move. A RE/MAX agent can help. Connect with local realtors at RE/MAX.ca. RE/MAX, get the expert advice you need. We have one issue. It's a stall in North Van, Highway 1 westbound after Lynn Valley Road. Do expect delays. Save $3 on 1,750 milliliter bottles of Smirnoff number 21, Canada's number one vodka, until April 1st. Please enjoy responsibly, 19 plus. Weather for Lotto Max. The sky's the limit with Lotto Max. The next jackpot is $17 million. Dream to the max with Lotto Max. 19 plus to play. We've got clouds with a chance of showers this morning, but sunny breaks this afternoon. The high will be about 13. Right now, 8 degrees.
Thanks, Erin. It's the Nat and Drew Show coming up. There is a major lottery jackpot that is about to go unclaimed, and it's local. Somebody needs to be checking their ticket. We'll have the details and what's trending.
Coming up after Maroon 5 on Move 103.5.
Beauty queen of only 18, she had some trouble with herself. He was always there to help her. She always belonged to someone else. I drove far. So many times.
Best Variety, Move 103.5. It's April Fool's Day.
April Fool's! I've been keeping that carton of milk next to the furnace for 6 weeks, sucker!
What are some of the biggest pranks this year by organizations and businesses?
What's trending?
Well, the Toronto Zoo has announced that we will be launching a pilot program of free-roaming giraffes to graze through a local park to help keep down the weeds and such, because giraffes are really tame, and wouldn't that be amazing?
The best.
Yeah. Tim Hortons unveiled a new savory donut, the Ketchup Chip Cruller, which nobody wants, so there you go. Ottawa Transit announced that they would be playing this song inside and outside of all their electric buses.
We're gonna rock on to Electric Avenue.
I wish that was real.
Okay, if you wish that was real, how about this one? Reese's unveiled a chocolatey bread that you could put together with your peanut butter as another way to experience chocolate and peanut butter, and it's not even a real thing.
What?
Yeah, I know. They need to rethink that.
Yeah, that was like, okay, wait a minute. Maybe just in the, under the guise of a, it's a joke, but is it? Are you feeling the, are you testing the waters? Feeling the water? I feel like people will be on board with that one. So there you go. Happy April Fool's Day.
I feel like there hasn't been much,
local?
Around town. Like,
I know.
I've checked in to see what, anything from, like the Vancouver Aquarium. You know, you just mentioned the Toronto Zoo.
Yep.
Nothing out of the aquarium. Nothing out of, Capilano Suspension Bridge. Nothing out of the Canucks. Nothing out of YVR, but I guess it's bad for airports to joke about stuff.
Not these days.
So,
in particular.
So, I haven't seen anything there.
No.
But be wary as you make your way through the wild.
You guys just wait. I've got some good ones for you.
When you're least, tomorrow, when you're least suspecting it.
The best April Fool's jokes ever. This is no joke. There is a $1 million lottery ticket that is about to expire. That was sold in Surrey. It's a Lotto Max ticket. It's going to expire on May 21st. So, that's how you know it's not an April Fool's joke, is because it doesn't expire today. It expires on May 21st.
Okay.
So again, it's worth $1 million and it's just sitting out there unclaimed. I think it has to be a quick pick number just based on what the winning digits were. I can't imagine anybody would play these numbers.
Right.
We're not in the habit of reading lotto numbers on the air.
I know, but go for it.
But the winning numbers are 1, mm-hmm. 4, 6, 7,
yeah.
34, 40, and 46. The bonus number is 2. So, like, 5 of the first 7 digits are covered in these winning numbers. I can't imagine anybody would decide to play numbers that way.
But it is weird how we think. It's just the instinct is to go, well, a little bit from over here and a little bit over there, whatever, as opposed to, there is no reason. I think very, like, mathematically, the odds are, I think, hardly different whatsoever. You could do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and that has as much chance of winning as, you know, 7, 40, 24.
I understand. But if I bought a quick pick and these were the numbers that would come out, I'm like, well, there's no chance.
I never look at my quick pick numbers.
Oh, really?
I just take the ticket, I put it in my wallet where it stays for weeks and weeks, and then I go to the little checky thing and then hope that, like, it's so I can have the illusion of maybe I've won.
Well, check the crevices of your wallet. There's $1 million out there somewhere.
What's trending? Move 103.5.
It's been said and done. Every beautiful thought's been already sung. And I guess right now here's another one. So your melody will play on and on. With the best of all. And I want you to know.
On Move 103.5. Hey, Purdy's pulled an April Fool's prank. At least I think it's an April Fool's prank, although part of me wishes that it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
According to Purdy's Instagram, as a show of Canadian pride, we're officially retiring our beloved hedgehogs and replacing them with this new Canadian chocolate icon, the Maple Beaver.
Oh,
crafted with smooth, creamy milk chocolate and filled with rich maple,
something yummy maple.
I don't know.
Like a maple cream. There you go.
Get ready for a chocolate moment only Canada's chocolatier could create. Find it in shop and online for a limited time only. I would like them to actually be there because these maple beavers look really cute in the pictures that they've created for the Instagram.
Yeah. It's well, and you are not alone. That is the overwhelming sentiment on the Instagram of Purdy's, which is people are like, okay, I get this is a joke, but like seriously, make this a thing.
Make these maple beavers.
You're going to make people angry now by not having these maple beavers.
I don't know whether these are like AI created maple beavers to look like chocolate or whatever, but they look real.
Yeah.
They look real.
That's the power of AI. You
yes.
literally just type in maple beaver. Yeah, trust me. And that's what you get.
Maybe you shouldn't type maple beaver into an
chocolate.
AI program.
I don't know. I'm not exactly sure how AI works. Never mind.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to Purdy.
Yeah. You did it.
But make them, please. We want them.
Will you remember me in every melody? How do we sound so right but feel so wrong? Selfish, wrecked it. Didn't wanna regret this. Why'd I give you up? Break up, silence. Blame it all on our timing. Guess we ran out of love. So if I fight for us, will you remember me in every melody? How do we sound so right but feel so wrong?
feel so wrong. I know that we're broken, but just for a moment, will you stay with me for one last song? One last song.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the Nat and Drew Show. Real friends, yeah. Real fun.
Turn it up.
Today's Best Variety Move 103.5. Good morning. It's Nat, Drew, and Aaron on the Nat and Drew Show. Thanks for joining us this morning. Do you like watching television with your significant other, your SO?
I actually watch
your
very
boo?
Little TV with my wife.
Okay. Do you guys have the state, like you have like certain shows that you reserve for you, the two of you?
So right now, the two of us are watching The White Lotus. We're watching The Pit, which she was out of for a while because it was too graphic. It's set in a hospital ER,
mm-hmm.
but I was watching it and she was hearing it and she's like, it's too good. It sucked me back in. So we watched The White Lotus together. We watched The Pit, which is excellent. And, we're still on Grey's.
Okay. So. Much to your
wow.
dismay.
Let me tell you, going from The Pit to Grey's is a real leap. Because one is excellent and the other is Gray's.
604-280-1035 or text 103535. Is there something about watching movies or TV with your significant other that actually is a little bit tiresome? Do they do something that kind of bugs you? Actress Melanie Lynskey, she's in Yellow Jacket. She's been in a ton of stuff. She's married to Jason Ritter, John Ritter's son. He's a big actor now. He's in the new Matlock. He's got an HBO show. Anyway, she's like, you know, they're both working actors. And she's like, I really kind of actually hate watching TV with him because he's so into spoilers. The thing is, she'll be working on something, like she's on Yellow Jackets and, you know, he wants to know what's going on. So she'll tell him everything about it. And then, but he'll sit down and watch it like it's the first time because he's literally forgotten the spoilers. But because he doesn't remember spoilers, he will tell her about the spoilers of things that he knows. And she's like, I didn't ask for that. And so this whole family is the same. They just, you know, they're just really into spoilers. They're into sharing spoilers.
But they're also able to forget what they've heard.
But they forget it. It doesn't really seem to matter.
I don't think that's the norm for most of us.
No. Okay. No. But I know my husband doesn't like watching TV with me. Because we do this thing where we sit down and to watch TV, and he's like, don't lie down. And I'm like, well, I want to lie down because that's where I'm the most comfortable. And he's like, you're going to sleep. And then I'm like, I'm not going to sleep. And then inevitably I start sleeping or I start watching with one eye.
Rest one of your eyes. Do you then flip positions on the couch so you can give the other eye a rest and watch with the previously resting eye?
But it becomes a very weird thing where almost as you revert, it's like childlike where you're, you know, somebody's saying, are you sleeping? You're like, no, I'm not sleeping. I don't know, but I am sleeping a bit, but I'm still trying to watch because it's our together activity.
Yes.
So I know that sometimes like just viewing habits can be different amongst couples. Mm.
How do you clash or differ from your partner when it comes to watching TV? My wife doesn't do this with shows that we watch together, but I'll know if I walk in or see her watching something on her own. She has turned into our 13-year-old daughter and watches shows with the closed captions on.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a huge thing right now. I can't do it. I find it too distracting.
Just give it a little time. No, it'll change your life.
Why?
It's
how,
the
why
best.
Is it good? Why?
Because
how?
You never miss anything, especially like on White Lotus, for instance. Like
yes.
When there's mumbling or when things are quiet or like, yeah, when there's a mumbler. It's so nice to hear every word.
But it's weird though because you start to read ahead. Right? You know, like, so you can see this stuff, you can see before, for me, that's sometimes what I find distracting about is that I'm starting to read it, and then I know what they're going to say before they say it.
It's one thing if I'm watching a movie in another language
yes.
and I'm getting the English translation. It's another thing to watch a show in the language that I speak, and I'm also getting the closed captions for it. I find it such a clash. I can't do it.
As I say, just stick with it.
What is it for you? 604-280-1035, or you can text anytime at 103535.
Hey, it's Drew Savage. Have you ever needed to get something fixed in your house and it's a total disaster? No shows, feeling ripped off? It happens. And that's why I'm so excited that Jiffy is finally in Vancouver. Let me tell you, Jiffy has changed the game in home maintenance. When my toilet sprung a leak, I downloaded the Jiffy app, and within 2 minutes, I was matched with John, a licensed, vetted plumber. I asked him to come the next day, and sure enough, he showed up right on time and got right to work. John diagnosed the issue, fixed the leak in a jiffy, and a couple of other things I didn't even know were broken, all at a great price. He even gave me some tips to prevent it from happening in the future. Thanks, John. And now the spring is coming up. It's really Jiffy time at my house. Next time I'm Jiffying up my window cleaning and yard cleanup for spring, I just can't get enough. For seasonal work, repairs, emergencies, you name it. Download the Jiffy app or sign up at JiffyOnDemand.com with the code MOVE25 for $25 off your first job. Jiffy, Canada's number one home maintenance app.
I am the best attorney in the country.
From New York to L.A., it's the Suit spinoff you can't get enough of.
Remember this guy?
Harvey, the only person I knew cockier than you.
Suits L.A., all new, Sunday at 9, 10 Mountain on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Hero Home Care presents Hero Facts with Captain Mighty.
Oh, the most exasperating hero is Help Desk Helen. I've been on hold for 42 minutes.
She's a hero?
Well, certainly not on the same level as the heroes from Hero Home Care.
Right. Whether the need is companionship, 24-hour nursing care, or something in between, they provide solutions for peace of mind for families in the Lower Mainland and Fraser Valley.
And that's why they're heroes, not just caregivers.
Are you still on the line, sir?
Yes, Helen.
Please continue to hold.
hold.
Oh, come on, Helen. Hero. Homecare.ca.
Rogers Xfinity Internet is ready for everything. So you can search and stream and shop and study and share and play and post and work and watch and game and work out and download and... Wow, that's a lot. And now you can save a lot, too, at the Rogers Spring Event. Visit in-store or Rogers.com to save on Rogers Xfinity Internet and be ready to do more everything.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas apparel program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.ca.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
A worry-free retirement is possible. Are mortgage payments, groceries, and bills holding you back? With an Equitable Bank reverse mortgage, you can turn some of your home equity into cash flow. Wipe out monthly mortgage payments for good or supplement your retirement income. Join thousands of Canadians who've gained more peace of mind and more possibility with an Equitable Bank reverse mortgage. Learn more at equitablebank.ca. Equitable Bank reverse mortgage. Put your worries in reverse.
Now at Joe Fresh, save 25% on family rain gear until April 2nd. Stock up now to stay dry this spring. Plus, discover your spring essentials with a collection of new women's tops for $25 or less. Shop now. Don't miss out. Exclusions apply. See in store or joefresh.com for details.
Heard of Uline? You know, the have-it-all in-stock, ready-to-deliver shipping and industrial supply specialists. The company that does things for you that are unheard of, like keeping 41,000 items in stock in our own warehouses, with customer service reps on the line to get you what you need, when you need it, 24/7, 365, every time. Maybe you heard it here first. Want to hear more? Visit uline.ca. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists.
Listen. Get a TSN 4-month pass for $60 and go mad for March Madness, the Masters, Wimbledon, and more. Also included, TSN Plus. Subscribe now. Offer ends April 7th. Visit tsn.ca/subscribe.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. It's for Lotto Max. The sky's the limit with Lotto Max. The next jackpot is $17 million. Dream to the max with Lotto Max. 19 plus to play. Okay, we do have a couple of ongoing situations. We still have crews at North Van. It is a stall. Highway 1 westbound after Lynn Valley Road. Expect delays there. And we have a crash in Coquitlam, Brunette Avenue and the Highway 1 off-ramp. And in Surrey, a crash 96th Avenue westbound before Green Timbers Way. Heavy delays there right now. Save $3 on 1,750 milliliter bottles of Smirnoff No. 1, Canada's number one vodka, until April 1st. Please enjoy responsibly. 19 plus. Well, we've got clouds and a chance of showers this morning, but we have a chance of sunny breaks this afternoon. It will be nice. The high will be 13. Right now, it's 9 degrees.
You said you had to get your laundry clean. Didn't
Today's Best Variety Move 103.5. How does your partner annoy you when you're watching TV together? You think that's an activity where somebody couldn't annoy you, right? You're just sitting there and you're watching TV. But, you know, you've been in it long enough and there'll be something that that they do that annoy you. 604-280-1035. You can text 103.5. We got a message from Serge who says that when she can start watching a movie by herself or with her kids, but then she'll turn it off partway through because she has to go to bed or she has to get the kids to bed. And it drives her husband crazy because once he's invested in a movie, he wants to watch it from beginning to end. But she's like, my sleep is more important. The kids' sleep is more important. We're stopping for the night. And he's like, no!
That's interesting. I almost never watch a movie from start to finish at home.
No?
Almost never. It always takes multiple viewings or multiple sittings to get through a movie, I find. I can't remember the last time I watched a movie from start to finish at home. So I would drive you nuts, Serge. Good thing. Me and your husband. Or who am I driving crazy?
No, her husband's.
Husband
yes,
crazy.
Yes.
Yeah, you and me are the same, Serge.
She's like, you know what? It can be, you can just stop the movie at a part where there's a lull in the action and you pick it up the next day.
Deborah, how is your husband driving you crazy while watching TV?
He's away like every other night. So I wait. We watch all these drama shows, mostly like British ones. So you have to listen to them to understand. And then he's keeping me company, apparently. But he's like watching his reels and they're like full blast. So I'm like, what's the point of you sitting next to me when I can't hear what we're watching anyway.
So he's like, got like his Instagram open, watching Instagram reels on full blast while you're trying to listen to your very quiet British dramas.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
And they're not a lot of action, so you actually have to listen to the dialogue to kind of get what's going on, to get the full richness of the show. And it's like, well, just, you know, if you're going to do that, just go back in your den.
Go back to your man cave.
Yeah, go back to your gaming, because, you know, it's like, you don't need to keep me company. I'm fine. I'm a big girl.
Thank you, Deborah. That is becoming a thing I have noticed. I don't know whether it's just part of the whole world of second screening, you know, like having something else going while the TV's on as well. But people listening to things, like whether it's multiple devices in the same room and everybody's volume is up. Wait, my kids do this all the time, and I'm like, how can either one of you hear what you're listening to?
Yeah.
Because the other, we have competing iPads going on.
It even weirdly bothers me when, you know, if my husband's looking at his phone and the volume's not on, but he'll be looking at something as we're watching something.
Right.
It'll bug me. Yeah, I can't hear it. So he should be, you know, do whatever you want to do. But like, it bugs me because I feel like, well, like, should we stop? Do I need to stop this?
Are you not interested? But you know, second screening has become such a thing.
Yeah.
Such a thing.
Veronica says that her husband will change the channel during commercials, then won't change it back until a commercial comes on to the new thing. So then she's missing parts of what they were watching. So they're, you know, watching it the old school way and with the commercials. And she's like, so he watches until there's a commercial and then moves on to the next thing.
Funny.
Very, very odd and strange.
Maybe you don't like talking too much about yourself, but you should have told me that you were thinking about someone else. You're drunk at a party, or maybe it's just that your car broke down. You've been living out for a couple months, you're calling me now. I know you, you like this. When shit don't go your way, you needed me to fix it. And like me, I did. But I've been ever, you know that hurt. Swear for a while I'm still up on phone just to see your name. But now that it's there, I don't really know what to say. I know you, you like this. When shit don't go your way, you needed me to fix it. And like me, I did. But I've been out of every reason. Now suddenly you're asking for it back. Could you tell me? Yeah, you could say you missed all that we had, but I don't really care how bad it hurts when you broke me first. You broke me first. What did you think would happen? What did you think would happen? I'll never let you have it. What did you think would happen?
Real friends, real fun.
Nat and Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
It's a game of give and take.
1035 and iHeartRadio station.
Real friends, real fun.
Nat and Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
The at work play of the $1,000 minute on the way, and the answer to question one is Beyonce. Beyonce. Good luck.
Coming up, big casting news. We know who is going to play each of the four members of the Beatles in a series of new films. That's what's trending this morning. That's on the way before 9:30, and also the throwback throwdown. But first, music from Adele on Move 103.5.
I let it fall.